you for inviting me here. It's kind of a privilege and honor to be here, and in a way I didn't expect, being able to remember Reverend Yoko in prayer this morning, having the opportunity to have worked with her at the conference level, such an energetic and visionary person that contributed so much to our conference. It's great sadness to hear that she had passed away. But being able to be with you today in a little bit of prayer and remembering her was a privilege, so thank you for that. I want to kind of start where Scott started with the theme children's time, and that's around change. And I know it's a truism now, and you've heard it over and over, and you don't just need to hear it, you just need to look at your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and just around you to know that that change is all around, and it's a different world than it was not all that long ago. We know that in the church. We know it in the church in a lot of different ways. The way the church used to run itself, I call it the business plan, how it worked, has totally changed. It used to run by large numbers of people who had a lot of volunteer time, who were generous and regular donors, who could contribute all their kind of time and maybe not all their money, but significant amount to run a congregation. Ministers were cheap at that time. They're not anymore. So were doctors at that time, by the way. So all that's changed. And one of the things we've discovered and are really calling to notice that one of those other changes is around property. So property, buildings and stuff, used to be a positive thing. And you look around here and you can still see it. It still is a positive thing. But over the last 20 or 30 years, we've recognized most of our congregations, this one's only 25 years old, most of our churches are 50 to 70 years old, and those are the young ones in British Columbia. And then, of course, it goes far older than that. And anybody who's over 50 and closer to 70, as I'm getting, knows the aches and the pains and the troubles that you run into. So our properties, which were an asset before, are now becoming a liability. A liability meaning a problem. I've been saying for a number of years now, ruse kill churches. So some of you being here for a while know what I mean. It's when the roof starts to leak that the congregation realizes, hey, we're not what we thought we were. We can't fix it. If it's not the roof, it's the furnace. And if it's not the furnace, it's the mold in the walls. Those things kill congregations. And so our properties are becoming a liability, even though in British Columbia, the United Church, the value of the properties we hold is somewhere between one-quarter to one-half a billion dollars. $500 million worth of property. You would think that United Church, and that's just BC, you would think that United Church in BC should be able to do something. We're one of the biggest property holders in the province, the United Church of Canada. So a number of years ago, we started thinking, how can we help a very property-rich United Church, a very cash-poor, take advantage of some of that property asset to help us in our congregational life, to do the things we want to do. And so we started this work in BC Conference, like I say, about 8 years ago. There's a few things you can do. You know some of them. If you have a big donor, you can have a big donation and fix your property. Doesn't happen very often. Happens once in a while. You can sell your property. Then you got a lot of cash. But unless you live downtown Vancouver, it's not enough cash to do enough with. You can't build another church. You can't buy another property. You can sell part of your property and then use that money to fix your church or do something else. But in most places, again, you don't get enough to really do what you need to do. So those are kind of the common things. You can join with another church, perhaps, and amalgamate your value. One of the things we were able to do in Metrotown, show that first slide again. So this is Jubilee. That's a block off Kingsway in Metrotown. The big tower behind it, it's a drawing because it's still being built. The big tower behind it is what we sold to a developer, and that's what the developer is doing. It's huge. And also built a new church. So that building in front is a new church. The bottom is the congregational space. The top is offices and the new Pacific Mountain Region offices. So that was kind of cool. But that was the model of selling part of the property and then building something new. You can only do that in Metrotown and downtown Vancouver, probably, where the property values are very high. One of the new thing we started, which is quite exciting in the second slide, thank you, is we developed a relationship with BC Housing, which is provincial, to fund us, to loan us money at good rates so that we can put up affordable housing. So that model is we take congregational properties, we turn it into dwellings, rental, affordable housing rentals, and also congregational space. And also the business of renting provides an income. So that income can be used by the congregation and or by the wider church. So that model we're using in a few places. Just run through the next slides, just kind of slowly so people can see them. So in several different places, we're using that model right now. Let me just make sure I'm getting it right. We've got two that are being built that'll be ready for occupancy late summer to the fall. One in Coquitlam, and that's Como Lake, and one in Nanaimo at Brecon United Church. We've got two which are in the well into the planning stages, one in Richmond at Brick House, a fairly large one, and another at Lakeview. So there's a member from Lakeview here I was talking to earlier. At Lakeview United, which is a very big development there, and we've just started conversations in downtown Victoria at First Metropolitan. We'll be providing over 400 new rental units, over half of which are what we call affordable. Affordable is a government term. Affordable for some of us. But what it does is it provides some more rental space, a significant amount of rental space for people in this in the Western world, really, which is in where it's in short demand, short supply, and big demand. So that's we feel we're providing benefit to the congregation, new church space, no leaky roofs. Perhaps an income stream, depends how big the property is, how much that income stream might be. And also we're providing a ministry for the whole community, which is much needed, affordable housing, rental housing. We can't do that model everywhere. It works in only a few places, really. Places in the Lower Mainland, as you can imagine, downtown Victoria, a few other perhaps fringe Victoria places, but we can do it in some places. And so that gives us this opportunity to use that good kind of win-win model where the United Church keeps ownership over all that property for future generations, doesn't sell it to somebody else, it's still ours, and provides this kind of renewed life for congregations. For other places, which is much of the province, actually, unfortunately, but we're looking for different kind of models where we can help. And that's really where my job comes in. It's a new piece of work, is to help congregations figure out how they might be able to turn their property liability problems into assets, into something positive. And so that's I'm hired to do that, and that's what I'm consulting about. I'll be meeting with your board and I think a few other people right after worship. A little more detail, keep in touch with them. They promise to keep in touch with you if anything develops. Not sure it will, but it could. This would be you can imagine why we're thinking that this might be a good place to do something with the property. So I'll just leave you where Scott left you, I think, at the end of the sermon. Rise up. Do not be afraid. I wish you blessings in your ministry here. Thank you.